Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
actress
producer.
I want to be a model.
Good evening, boys and girls, or good afternoon, or good day. It must be Sunday because we are here with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we are so thrilled that you're here with us. I know that you have your Sleepy Star pillow and also your Sleepy Star teddy bear, and maybe even your favorite little doll, or maybe it could be a fire truck. But we want to thank you so much because I know that Mom and Daddy and Nana and Poppy and Auntie and Uncles and babysitters and people who just care because they have, they're in love with you. Oh, of course, we forgot about Poppy because Poppy always is the one that falls asleep first before other children before they fall asleep. And we also have Feral, you know, Feral's the cat. Feral also usually falls asleep before we even get a chance to say goodnight to everyone. Now, what have you been doing? I know that the children in California, they've been out there already. Okay. And it's so hard to get them to come back. Oh, is that something that happens to you, boys and girls? Do you not want to come back in? Do you still want to keep playing outside? Well, I know that doesn't happen to children in the East Coast because it has been snowing. And right now it's even snowing. Have you ever been in the snow? Well, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure if you've watched the All-Star Game, the Olympics, you have seen snow. What would you be doing, Tony and Sunny? They're out there. Look at him. Come on in. Come on in. I know you're in California. But come on in anyway. And it's a lot earlier. Well, as they are still playing earlier, and they will probably listen to this a lot later in about 3 hours, we're still going to continue with our nighttime activities. Do you know what you need to do? Are you ready? Because today is going to be a real special day because we are going to be talking about Black History Month. And we're going to look back and have a lot of stories that we'll be talking about that so that now that we know you, you'll be able to know others, and this will help you. It'll be a very fun, festive event. Okay, get that little sleepy toy ready. If you know, we have to go over all the things that we need to do. Can you guess? Can you guess what they are, James? I know that James already knows. Do you know what you have to do? You're right. Brush your teeth. That's exactly what, also the same thing that Jan said too. And, I hear someone else said, you need to make sure that you take a bath. And make sure you find your PJs. Wow, so many things. Boys and girls, do you know what would happen if you forget? One of the things, you'd have to get back up and do it. Well, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, let's listen to the bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now can I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are you check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Of course, you have to wait to hear those very special words. Sometimes you don't hear them because you fall off to sleep early. But those are the words, I love you. I know that you do that with both your mommy and daddy. And I know that they say the same thing to you. And what kinds of things do you do before you go to bed? Well, we have that long list of items, and there's so many things of what to do. Well, of course, we have to make sure that we don't fall asleep before we finish our stories. I know that's never happened to you. I know you've started to have your eyes wide open at the very beginning, and I know by the time we finish Until Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network, that you have all already. Fallen off to sleep. And sometimes mommy or daddy or your aunt or uncle, though we know that Papa, he always falls asleep before anyone. They fall asleep. And Nana, sometimes she tries to say that she's wide awake too, but we know that she's falling off with you. So it's dreamland that we're going to be going to. And do you know that one of the things that you do when you get ready for dreamland is you put on your PJs and you have your pillow and you lie flat on your face, right on the bed. Of course, you've already slipped off the slippers and you've already put that favorite teddy or favorite doll right next to you. And I know that Nana or Poppy or your mom or dad is already trying to relax you so that it will help you fall asleep. And they can do it by just using their fingertips, because I know that that happened with me. Your fingertips right at the top of your spine and making little circles. And guess what that does? It makes you fall asleep. But not quite yet. Not before you've had your bath. You've heard the song, Rubber Ducky. Rubber Ducky.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovo-fodio, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Alright y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here, I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. I'm awfully fond of rubber ducky. I love a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
Well, you know that this is going to be a special bedtime stories because we're going to be talking about a very special month. And this month is called Black History Month. It's giving you an opportunity to be able to know about others. and possibly to know about you. Well, one of the things that was happening and having to stay stuck is that Martin Luther King was one of the people that made a stance, and he wanted to make sure that all people get along, and they wanted to stop the violence and to make sure that everyone loved one another. And that's one of the things that you find out in Black History Month. Also, do you know that, have you ever been to a beauty shop getting your hair combed or washed or shampooed or sitting there to make it really nice? Or if you went with your dad, you might have even seen him get a shave. But the beauty salon was also even started Madam C. J. Walker. Can you imagine that? I know that there's been times that you sat in a car, maybe in the back seat, and you've seen something that has either made your mom go or dad go or stop or proceed very slowly. Well, that was a traffic light, and that was invented by Garrett Morgan. Now, I know, of course, another inventor. You probably didn't even know was by an African-American man. And I don't know if you've ever had peanut butter, but if you did, that was invented by George Washington Carver. So, see, you learned a few things that you may not have even known. So you'll be able to tell your older brothers or sisters, or maybe even your mom and dad. But that is some of the things that we're going to be talking about. And there has been a number of people that have made a great deal of progress. And because of them, we are celebrating. And let's hear the song by Martin Luther King. And it was by a band called the Trout Fishing in America. That's what they're called. And they have an album, and the album is Big Round World, because this world has so many people. I know that you've already known, you've already seen it. Here it is. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks.
Martin Luther King was a great man. Started as a child with great big dreams. He found work to change people's lives. Said we could live together and we could be friends. Rosa Parks wouldn't back down. Started as a child with great big dreams. When they tried to send her to the back of the bus, Rosa Parks spoke for all of us. If it's not easy to do, you gotta try a little harder. If it's tough to learn, you gotta get a little smarter. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks tried to bring us all together with their big, big hearts. Martin Luther King took a hard road. It was the only way he could see. He didn't walk it all alone. He walked that road with dignity. Rosa Parks took the same path. She helped clear it in her own way. It wasn't easy, but it had to be done. Open that road for everyone. Their big, big hearts. Now we've got to learn to live together. And we're getting closer every day, I know. It started with a dream and a first step, but we still got a long way to go. So what can you do to make it better? Hey, what can you do to make their dreams come true? It may look like a mountain that can't be moved, but you never know what a little push might do. It's not easy to do, you gotta try a little harder. If it's tough to learn, you gotta get a little smarter. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks tried to bring us all together with a big, big heart. Try a little harder. If it's tough to learn, you gotta get a little smarter. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks tried to bring us all together with their big, big hearts. Bring us all together with their big, big hearts.
Boys and girls, wasn't that something? That's exactly what we're talking about. Because it's just like having a big tent. We all have to get together and carry our big heart. Because when you have a big heart, you make room for everyone. It's just like with your family, with your brothers and sisters. Mommy and Daddy are there to make sure that you have that big heart, because together it's like family. And it's so much fun to have family. I know sometimes it's not easy to do, but just like the Scene in America group had sung, they said, it's not easy to do, but you can do it, and we know that you can. So are you sleepy yet, boys and girls? Are you still awake? I see some of your eyes still haven't gone all the way down yet, and you might even be yawning. We want to be able to read this story to explain further about what this big heart includes and sometimes the things to go through in order to make sure that there is peace. Now, this book is called The Beatitudes, From Slavery to Civil Rights. Now, it is written by Carol Boston Witherford. Now, it was illustrated by Tim Radwin. Now, in the earliest days of slavery, African Americans have been called on their religion and faith in the struggle against oppression. To be able to endure, or to be able to go through, they needed their religion and they called on their Lord. So here we start. Now, since the first African American churches were found in the 18th century, Black religion organizations have brought biblical value to bear on the freedom struggle. Now, Black ministers preached against the institution of slavery, but they have endured. I am the Lord your God. I was with the Africans who were torn from the motherland and cramped in holds of ships on the middle passage from Africa to the Americas. I heard kumbaya, kumbaya, kumbaya. I was with Richard Allen, Emerson Jones, and James Varick, who founded churches where African Americans could praise the Lord and shout, Hallelujah! I rang the bell. I was with Harriet Tubman, when she fled slavery as she led others out of bondage. I was a star guiding them north. I was with U.S. colored troops who fought to end slavery during the Civil War. I beat the drum for freedom. I was with Booker T. Washington and Mary Bethune, who built colleges and lit the way for young minds. I was the lamp. I was with Marian Anderson when she sang spiritual on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial after the Daughters of the American Revolution barred her from performing in their concert hall. I was the microphone. I was with Rosa Parks when she was arrested for refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery City bus. And I was with the citizens who walked together then ride buses during the boycott. I was their shoes. I was with the mother of a 14-year-old lynching victim, Emmett Till, as she stood at the casket sobbing. I was the shoulder she leaned on. I was on the Freedom Rides and at the lunch counter sit-ins. I sat alongside the protesters. I was with Martin Luther King when he shared his dream of brotherhood at the March on Washington, and when peaceful protesters in the Selma to Montgomery March were beaten by police on an Alabama bridge. I missed the wounded. I was with six-year-old Ruby Bridges when anger hecklers to her as she entered an all-white elementary school to become its first black student. I held her hand. I was with Mississippi political organizers Fannie Lou Hamer when she got sick and tired of being sick and tired and demanding the right to vote. When she breathed song into the struggle, I shook the tambourine. I was with Barack Obama when he took his oath as President of the United States. I was the Bible where he placed his hand. I was with your ancestors, and I will be with your offspring, standing on the side of justice. Even now, I am with the downtrodden and with those who seek uplift. I am holy water in the stream of humanity. Drink, bathe, and be free, boys and girls. How are you feeling? Can you imagine how that would have been with all of those things happening to you? People who were trying to not allow you to be able to have fun, to be able to have friends, to be able to go places. Can you see yourself having to want to sit down and then told you cannot sit? Can you imagine that, boys and girls? One of the things that happens is to be able to have someone, to have some people take stands, just like your mom and dad, to make sure that those are things that you don't have to experience. And having people there to make sure that you're comfort and you can be anything that you want to be. Anytime you need a friend, you've got your parents right there. You've got your relatives right there. Michelle Griffin said that she could only imagine how it would be if she didn't have her faith to be able to help her through, which is what the slaves had talked about at the very beginning.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face hits before me, I can only imagine. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart fear? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
One of the things that the people that were here, people that were in bondage, they could only imagine what freedom would be. And they were so joyous when they were free. And then they were able to be anything that they wanted to be, just like you, boys and girls, just like you. So many people were responsible to make sure that things happen just like your mommy and daddy are responsible for you, to make sure that you have your food on the table, make sure that you have your clothes, make sure that you have your toys, lots of things, and also making sure that you have a warm bed. So it's important that you know about all these things, and it's important that you also know about others, because it really makes you appreciate what you have. Because we are one family. And you know what's happening with us right now? We are having a snowy day. And I have to be able to say something about that. And I have a quick little book for all of those of you on the other side, on the north side, who are not having snow. You don't know what you're missing. And this is called Snow Day. Imagine boys and girls having your roads be plowed with this huge truck that's going right in the middle of the road, pushing the snow away. Well, Betsy Mostow, she knew exactly what to say from this book. So even if you're not experiencing the snow like we are, and going down the sled and making sure that your mittens and your galoshes are on, and, of course, your hat, you'll be able to know exactly what we're experiencing. All of the trees are covered with white snow, the roads, the roof, the backyard. Well, here we go. Weather watches.
Good day. In the afternoon, the skies grew gray and cloudy. The smell of snow was in the air. Then, during the night, the storm moved in, blanketing the town with heavy layers of snow. Even before the snow stopped falling, town work crews worked out with their trucks to begin the long, hard job of digging out. No one else ventured into the deep snow,
at least not to mourn.
But in the morning, everything is light and still. The storm is over, but the town seems buried in the deep drift that covers the road and sidewalk. Oh, boys and girls, I know that you probably have no idea what is happening. But I know if there's something that happens to the boys and girls in the East Coast, that doesn't happen with you. And you may not go to school. And you're listening to the weatherman to see if the snow will be postponed. Now, all over town, as families wake up, radios are turned on. No school today! They hear school buses can't move through the snow. It's a snow day! For the children, it's a holiday. They go sledding and build snow people. Soon snowballs are flying in all directions. But for most grown-ups, it's a big problem. No one can get to work. Stores and offices and schools and highways and airports are closed until the roads can be cleared. Everything has to come to a standstill. Up and down the street, people come out to shovel and sand their sidewalks and driveways. Now they do that, boys and girls, so that no one slips. And they're doing that all day to get the job done. Now workers arrive to make the repairs and to clear away the trees and branches that fell on telephone and electric lines. Now the work crews that have been out all night are still busy cleaning the streets and town. Their trucks have heavy chains on the tires to keep them from getting stuck. Now the plows push the snow to the side of the road as they go. Dan is dumped out on the road to make them less slippery. Or they may even have quit standing on salt. Now most highways were closed during the storm, but a few cars became stranded, stuck in the heavy snow. Now the state police helps the passengers to safety, because you know they must be cold. And tow trucks move the cars out of the way. The highway department has hundreds of big trucks at work, plowing and sanding the highway that crisscrosses the state. Now at the airport, planes could not take off or land during the storm. The runways were snow-covered, and pilots could not see well. Incoming planes could not land, and they were sent to other airports in the morning. The giant plows and snowblowers cleared the sky. Quickly remove the remaining truss. Paint Flux sprayed a special liquid on the runway to melt the snow. And soon, the airport will be back in operation. As the snow piled up, the trees also stopped running. They'll start moving again as soon as they can, only the tracks are clear. Now the V-shaped plow mounted on the front of the engine pushes the snow off the track. Can you imagine, boys and girls? All that snow piled. I know you want to make a snowman. Now the crew clears the rest of the snow with shovels. Heaters in the track may be used to melt the snow and ice. In other places, fires are started instead. Now the big snowfall also causes trouble in the ports and the harbors. Boats and ships cannot move freely because the rivers are into the seaport and they may have snow, and that ice is blocking the way. Look at all the things that happen when the weather is not in your favor. Does that happen to you, boys and girls, that you are planning on something? And then the weather changed it? You're going to the beach, and all of a sudden it starts raining. That changes it too. You feel a snowy day. Because if you're nearby the city, the job of cleaning heavy snow is really a tough one. City workers must put in many extra hours, and garbage trucks with plows push the snow into a huge pile. So when it's not snowing, we know what the garbage trucks do. So the snow is chucked away so that the cars can park. Did you think about that, boys and girls? What happens to the cars on the side? That is something that you know that it would be a very difficult day for you the next day because you have to remove all the snow. Now back in town, the last of the smaller roads have been cleared. Sidewalks and parking lots have all been shoveled. And the road is going one more time before the truck gets back to the bed to rest. Now you know, boys and girls, can you imagine after you've plowed it? What does it mean if the snow stops? So you might have to come back and plow it again. And after a day's end, the children have tired. They're tired of playing in the snow, and they're going to be going home right into some nice, warm cocoa. And the work crews are glad the job is done. They can go home to a much-needed rest. Everything has returned to normal, and the cars are out and moving. Again, stores are open, and the school buses are ready to roll in the morning, but winter has just begun. Other storms will bring more snow to be cleared, but for now, this snow day is over. And I'd like to talk to you, boys and girls. It's snowing now, So our night has just begun. So are you falling asleep? Or are you still wide awake?
Hey mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
Something to wake us up. Mexican headband. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Well, some of you are still not quite ready to fall asleep. So we're going to read another story. And this one is called Barack Obama, a V.I.C., A Letter to My Daughters. And, of course, it's by him, but it was illustrated by Lauren Long. So Lauren Long did the pictures, and they are wonderful pictures, boys and girls. If you have a chance, I think that you should go to either your library or go to one of your friendly neighborhood and see this. Have I told you lately how wonderful you are? How the sound of your feet running from afar brings dancing rhythms to my day? Have you laughed and sunshine spilled into the room? Have I told you that you are creative? I know that your mommy and daddy has probably said that to you. A woman named Georgia O'Keeffe moved to the desert and painted petals, bone, bark. She helped us see big beauty in what is small, the hardness of stone and the softness of feathers. We can be able to do this, boys and girls. I know that someone special has told you that you are so creative and you're so smart. Have I told you that you are smart, that you braid great ideas with imagination? A man named Albert Einstein turned pictures in his mind and giant advances in science, changing the world with energy and light. Have I told you that you are brave?
A man named Jackie Robinson played baseball and showed us all how to turn fear to respect, to love. He swung his bat with the grace and strength of a lion and brave dreams to other dreamers. Have I told you that you are a healer? Sitting Bull was a Sioux medicine man who healed broken hearts and broken promises. It is fine that we are different, he said, for peace it is not necessary for eagles to be crows. Though he was put in prison, his spirit soared free on the plains, and his wisdom touched the generation. Have I told you that you have your own song? A woman named Billie Holiday wore a gardenia in her hair and sang beautiful blues to the world, her voice full of sadness and joy, made people feel deeply and add their melodies to the chorus. Have I told you that you are strong? A woman named Helen Keller fought her way through long, silent darkness. Though she could not see or hear, she taught us to look and listen to each other, never waiting for life to get easier. She gave us others courage to face their challenges. Have I told you how important it is to honor other sacrifices? A woman named Maya Lin designed the Vietnam Veteran Memorial to remember those who gave their life in the war, and the Civil Rights Memorial to thank the many who fought. Bases should be filled with art, she thought, so that we can walk amidst it, recalling the past and inspired to fix the future. Have I told you that you are kind? A woman named Jane Addams fed the poor and helped them find jobs. She opened doors and gave people hope. She taught adults and invited children to play and laugh and let their spirits grow wide. Have I told you that you don't give up? Have, when violence erupted in our nation, a man named Martin Luther King Jr. taught us unyielding compassion. He gave us a dream that all races and creed would walk hand in hand. He marched and he prayed, and one at a time, open heart, and saw the birth of his dream in us. Have I told you that you are an explorer? A man named Neil Armstrong was the first to walk on the moon. He watched the world from way up high, and he watched his lunar landing leaps, which made us brave enough to take our own big, bold strides. Have I told you that you are inspiring? A man named Cesar Chavez showed farm workers their own power when they felt they had none. The people were poor, but worked hard and loved the land. Cesar picketed, prayed, and talked. The people listened to their hearts and marched for their rights. Yes, you can, Cesar said. Have I told you you are part of a family? A man named Abraham Lincoln knew that all of America should work together. He kept our nation one and promised to enslave sisters and brothers and promised freedom to enslave sisters and brothers. This man of the people, simple and plain, asked more of our country than we behave as we behave as kin. Have I told you to be proud to be Americans? Our first president, George Washington, believed in liberty and justice for all. His barefoot soldiers crossed wintry rivers, forged ever on. He helped make an ideal into a new country, strong and true, a country of principles, a country of all citizens. Have I told you that America is made up of people of every kind, people of all races, religion, and beliefs, people from the coastline and the mountains, people who made bright lights shine by sharing their unique gifts and giving us the courage to lift one another up, to keep up the fight, to work and build upon all that is good in our nation. Have I told you that they are all a part of you? Have I told you that you are one of them, and that you are the future,
and I have told you that I love you. The end. And boys and girls, we see that because we have been watching the Olympics and countries from all over the land sharing their talents with us. And we know that your parents are sharing their love with you. So when they see you smiling and looking up at their faces, they think of you being older and being able to do the same things with your boys and girls and enjoying life and having fun like we have, boys and girls, and listening to the books Barack Obama of the I Sing, the Beatitudes from Slavery to Civil Rights, The Snowy Day, and The Good Night. I know some of you are saying, I'm not cheesy yet. And that's okay, because we all want to say good night and thank you so much for listening to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story, because we know you've got a friend. And that's by James Taylor. Keep warm. I'm going to be playing Jennifer Hudson's Lullaby. Good night.